scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
Do you still send Christmas cards?
I have never sent
never?
Christmas cards. No, when I got married, I was like, I'm not starting this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, we've done Christmas cards. Most of the time, we'll go out when first snow happens, take a picture, then go and get it printed, and then send a card out. Just a simple picture on the thing,
like
that you do at the the pharmacy, just the whatever template they have. So, and then we send that out. But a new survey says that 68% of people prefer to get a handwritten Christmas card from family and friends, and just 5% say that they'd rather get a Christmas message via text, social media, or email, and 7% said that they don't get any Christmas cards at all. I was just talking with somebody yesterday. They were like going to try and do like a Christmas card tree where it's all cards and it looks like a Christmas tree. They're like, yeah, the problem is I've only gotten one card.
Oh, no. I get cards. I just don't send them.
I haven't gotten any yet. So
no.
I don't know if they're going to happen probably this next week. I'll probably just get a flood of Christmas cards, but it'll probably happen.
It's because you send the letter.
I send the letter. No, I send the picture.
You send the postcard.
But we haven't sent the picture yet, so maybe that's what it is.
Oh, Jocelyn had nasal surgery.
No.
You know, the letter.
Oh, okay.
Sarah's soccer team is in fifth place.
Oh, okay.
You know, the letter.
And I don't know the letter.
You don't understand, Christmas card letters?
No.
You've never had somebody...
That gives you an update on what's going on with the family?
Yeah, and it's 16 pages long.
I have gotten one of those. I don't get that very much, but I have gotten... Now you're reminding me. Okay,
the Christmas letter.
Oh, those are the best. Oh, man.
Well, Londoner Ian Strachan tells the Daily Star that he can no longer play Santa because he's lost 154 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah, he's had to hang up the suit because he's just not round enough to play Father Christmas. He said, I was eating too much, I was drinking too much, and I was putting my life at risk. I was jolly for the kids, but under my fake beard and red coat, I was feeling rotten and knew I had to change. I'm a new man, and it feels amazing. I might not be able to play Santa, but I feel a lot happier and healthier. Now my giant tummy has gone, and it's the best present I could have wished for.
I like that, but I still think that he could play Santa.
Santa can be skinny.
And I think the new trend of the hipster Santa with tattoos and a sweater and black frame glasses, he could totally do that.
He could do that.
That would totally work, but he's got to grow his beard out first.
Santa has to be as jolly.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Santa, you got to watch your cholesterol, dude.
Yeah, when you're Santa's helper and you're playing Santa, it's okay to be any size, really. You just wear the red suit.
Yeah.
Why not?